Right, just yesterday we learned the rule of Shtika Kaida. Just as a agav, I was wondering if in a classroom or in camp, someone you accuse someone of something, and you shaysik, whether this rule of Shtika Kaida, whether you have a right to say, look, the Gemara has such an umdina, it's Shtika Kaida. So, we'll assume Shtika Kaida, no? You accuse somebody of something. It's in front of Bezdin, so what's the difference in front of Bezdin, in front of the head counselor, or the Rebbe, or the class? So he should say something. Should he say? So I'm not going to take you to Bezdin, not in this Bezdin circumstance. We're talking in a case where... in the classroom, no one's going to bed. And this is the final. Rebbe, whatever. The Rebbe tells someone, the Rebbe's facing the board and someone throws something at him. He turns around and he says, Yanko, is it you? He doesn't say no. He has the right to assume that it's him? Huh? Well, he's just saying either yes or no, that's all. Well, the same thing in Agamara. Why is it different than Agamara? In Agamara, we're saying that if you accuse somebody, and he's shaysik, that shtika kaida, that you have to pay all five of them. Right? Somebody says you stole from me. Huh? It's true, here it's in Bezdin, but it's not because of some magic halacha of Bezdin, it's because the umdana is that a person would answer in Bezdin. Outside of Bezdin, you can ignore people. But why? If it's in front of the people that could probably have the power to punish you, it should be the same thing. Well, logically. If the Gemara is such an umdina, it should be everywhere, I think. Unless... if he says no, it wasn't me, it's going to be embarrassing. I mean, if he's panicking and he's freezing, then... all right, if that's the case, but I don't know. If you haven't amassed it, I don't know. Midaylecha yechidusha. I'll tell you what brings me to this mashava. There's a Gemara in Bava Kamma and Daf Yud Aleph. There's a sugya there, and the Gemara is a shayla, if you mazik someone, whether you have to replace the thing you are mazik, or just pay the difference. L'moshel, somebody has a car, and they scratch up the car. So could the person say, look, it was a good car, you put back a good car. Or, I pay the difference, whatever the difference is. Whatever it costs to fix. Well, let's say a behemoth. Someone kills someone else's behemoth. Behemoth's worth $5,000. Nevela's worth $1,000. So if my behemoth kills your behemoth in a case where I'm chayiv, do I say, you could say, look, I had a $5,000 behemoth. Give me back a $5,000 behemoth. You take the nevela. I'd say, no, I made you be worth $4,000 less. So I only pay you $4,000. So Gemara is the shayla, if shamin or ain't shamin. Shamin means we shots up the difference, that's what he pays him. Or not, or you have to replace the whole thing. It's a need in the Gemara. So Gemara brings a maisa, where two people had a dentira, one person broke another person's tool. And Rav Paskin, Rav said, zil shlimle narga shalema. He said, give him a new one. So the Gemara says that when Rav Paskin this way, Rav Kahana and Rav Asi were sitting there. They told Rav, Dina Hachi, are you Paskin right? The halacha is the halacha is shavin. You only have to pay the difference. And it says Shosik Rav. Rav was quiet. At the end of the Gemara, it says Rav was quiet. So in the Rif it says that we Paskin. Like Rav Kahana Rav Asi, you paskin and shaman, you pay just the difference. The Mukhi Yosef there writes, it's in Mamish's Lashon, In Bava Kama Daf Yad Aleph, he says, Ze b'nei av, l'chol makim, sh'shtika kaida adam. This is the limud to everywhere else that sh'shtika kaida, Rav was quiet. And because Rav was quiet, the halach is like Rav Kana, he was murdered. The halach is like Rav Kana, Rav Asi. And the question is, I couldn't understand, Ze b'nei av, l'chol makim, sh'shtika kaida. This is the place we learn our sh'shtika kaida. What do you mean this is the place we learn it out? It says here, Shtika Kaida. What do you need? You need a Pesukim from a story. It's the Lashon HaGemara, Shtika Kaida. That's the words of the Gemara, the top line. So what do you think? Shtika is a wonderful thing, but at the right moment, yeah.
Sometimes
that's sad. Shasta, why you have to find that case and figure out why it should be different there. I mean, the Mukiyos is not saying that in that case. He says there, but they have the whole fucking shit to go down. So I guess if there's, like you're saying, on a mass work, there's a reason. It's a reason. But anyway, that Gemara, that why does Mukiyos need that? It could be because from here you only know Shtika Kaida is in Bezdin. And there you know Shtika Kaida is in any serious setting. I mean, obviously, if you know Shtika Kaida, if you walk in the street and someone screams at you, you'd be smart to be quiet. But it's not to be quiet, but here. So what do you think? Shtika Kaida is even seems from that Mukiyosef at least in any serious setting. Shtika Kaida, if I says you could pass him from it. The Rif saying that's why we're passing him. Well, if somebody will come up with some other raya, it'll be a nice thing. Today. Okay, let's see the next Gemara. Zakti Gemara. Omer Mar. Meniach Gezela Beneim Umistalek. We said before, Meniach Gezela Beneim Umistalek, that is Rav Tarfin still. Meniach Gezela Beneim Umistalek. Gishakli Luhu Kulu V'azli. So all of them, what's going to happen? They're going to take it. Whatever Eifin, they'll take it, which Rambam said, Yechloika, whatever the Eifin is. Frek the Gemara, V'ha'amer Abba Bar Zavda Amar Rav. Kol Safik Yinuach Lechad Chila Lo Yitael. V'imnata Lo Yazir. Okay, this is a Gemara in Eilam Metzias. We're going to have to transplant ourselves from Hamafkit Eilam Metzias, and then understand that Gemara and then come back here. But before we do that, I just wanted to show you how Pashup Shat in the Gemara is very, very hard. The saying here, you put the Geneva down, you know you stole from, you put it down and you go away. So Frek the Gemara, what do you mean? Kosaf ikinuach lo yitoil, v'mnotu lo yazer. What does that mean? Well, kosaf ikinuach lo yitoil, there's no two pshat, there's only one pshat. Kosaf ikinuach lo yitoil means what? If you see something and you think it was put there, don't take it. Even if it was forgotten there, even if it's there for a day or two. Right? If you go, I think always, when we go to the bathroom downstairs, on top of the boxes, there's always a safer or two over there, right? People go in, they put it down, and then they forget it. So don't take it. Now, if it has a name in it, you really should take it. Or at least go to the owner and tell them where it is. This is only Dabba Shem Basim. But don't ashamed by sin and don't take it because it's Safik Yisvalei Nuach. So you leave it there and then the person comes. Safik Yinuach, and the Safik was put there. Lo Yito. You don't take it. You're walking down the street, you see on the middle of the street, there's an Aveda. You see it on the ledge or you see it the place where it could have been put, you're not allowed to take it. Now that you're not allowed to take it is not a Machlaikis, as far as I know. Safek inuach le'yitayel, at least for today's discussion, there's no machlokes. Why can't I take it, Taka? Not clear. Why can't I take it? I guess it's, we assume the das of the person who lost it is that he wants, if it was derech inuach, he wants you to leave it there. Safek inuach. So it seems like we just balance out the two possibilities. It's possible it's lost. In that case, I'm allowed to keep it. It's possible it's someone put it there. In that case, it's not an aveda. So I guess it's a suffix deraisa. Right? The suffix deraisa. It might be lost. It might be put. So la'itol, you have to leave it by the marikama. You can't take it. I guess a regular case is suffix deraisa lachomer. Right? So that's the din of suffix la'itol. Im not lo yaser. Is a hard few words. I'm not a loyaser. Rashi says it means, I'm not a, you took it by mistake, there was something there, and you picked it up. And now, in Ba Acher Va'amar Shalihu, someone comes over, he says, that's mine. V'simin ain't in Eisenba, he has no simin. Loyazi Renu, don't give it to him. Shana ain't a Shalai. Let's try to Rashi. You hear Chiddush? I want to hear a big Chiddush today. If you find an Aveda, someone says it's his, and he doesn't give you a simon, don't give it to him. You hear this big Chiddush we're learning? Huh? That's from Rashi. That's the Chiddush of this Gemara. That you don't give it to someone without a simon. First of all, it's Pshita. It's very short. And that's really all the Rishayim ask on Chof Ham and the first time this came up. Taisus the Esther Kasha, or the other Rishayim. What are you talking about? Of course it's Pashit. If someone comes over to you and he doesn't give you a simon, of course not. And secondly, how does it fit into the Gemara? We're asking a Kasha. If you find an Aveda and someone says it's his without a simon, don't give it to him. So now we're asking a Kasha, if that's the case, why over here do you, why in our Gemara do you, by you don't know who you stole from, you let them, you give it to all five of them, you put it down. What's one thing have to do with the other? If a person says it's his without a simon, so why should I give it to him? What does one thing have to do? I know I stole from one of five people, so I put it down. Like, what's a shaykh is the two in yadim, one to another, a very difficult connection between the two. What are you going to say? You don't give it to him because you need a raya to give it to him. So here also you need a raya to give it to him. That's what's bringing from Suffolk and Wachla Yito to show you need a raya to give it to people. You always need rayas to give people things. The whole Shitas Rashi here is, it's really a pel of Mechila Batsayf, and I don't think there's a Rishon who holds like Rashi. Everybody disagrees. So we're going to try to understand Rashi, but first we'll go to Taisus Shita, which is the Shita of Rav Rishayim. There are actually three or four pshatim, depending on how you count it, in the Gemara. We'll go to Taisa Shita. Taisa Shita is, again, the first words are the same. Safek Inuach La'yita. Vimnata lo yaser means something else. It means that if you took it, lo yaser means don't put it back. Yeah, they don't see this, right? Don't put it back to the place where you took it from. Don't put it back to the spot that you put it, wherever you took it from. You might think, oh, I wasn't supposed to take it, let me put it back. Why not? Why not put it back? Why not put it back? Right in the street, Safek Inuach. Why shouldn't I put it back? Huh? Why shouldn't I put it back? There are two possible reasons. Either, what? Could be, because once I picked it up, I have a chiv hashava. Putting it back there is not going to do anything. So why should I put it back? It's one possibility. Or, what? I have a chiv shmira, which is the same idea, that I have a chiv hashava, in other words, I have personal chiv once I picked it up, so I can't put it back. The other possibility is that Taisa says different shot. Maybe why are you putting it back? Because it may have been placed there deliberately, and the owner's going to come and get it. But in the meantime, while you took it, maybe the owner came, baby. He came in the meantime. And he looked for it, it wasn't there. And he left. He's not going to come back for it. What's the nafkamina of the two reasons? If what? If you're allowed to. But Yish doesn't help if that picked it up. Right? Once I pick it up, the Yish afterwards won't help. I still have to return it. But nafkamina would be. What? If you know you're to come back, if you're standing there. If you're standing there, you pick it up. And now you say, hey, I shouldn't have picked it up, you want to put it down. You stay there all the time. So Taisa says that's an afkamina between the two tourists. The two reasons. But either way, them on both reasons are true. And you could pull it two different pshatim, but we'll go with one pshat. That this is the pshat, that if you picked it up, don't put it back. Why not? Both reasons are true. Maybe he came in the middle, you have a chiyav hashava. Both reasons are true. So you picked it up, you don't put it back. If so, the pshat in our Gemara is very gishmak. It's a very smooth Gemara. Gemara says, when I have a chiyav hashava, im nato layazir, if I have a chiyav hashava, I don't put it back. So that means that once I have a chiyav hashava, I can't put it down where he might get it. In Cain, in our Gemara too, I stole from one of five people. I don't know who. I can't just put it down and let them fight over it. I can't do that. Because I have a Chiyav HaShava. Same type of Chiyav HaShava in one Gemara as in the other Gemara. Just like over there, I can't put it back to Yinuach, because once I picked it up, I have a Chiyav HaShava. Same thing here. So like Tosfos, the Gemara's Kasha makes a lot of sense. How could Tafin say put it down? They're going to grab it, they're going to fight over it, or they'll split it, or whatever they're going to do. But there's a din layasur that you, once you have the Chiyav HaShava, you have to stay with the Chiyav HaShava. The Rashba, Chof Hei Amid Beis, says that this Gemara is a riot to Taisvis. Because this Gemara stims with Taisvis Shita, and it does not stim with the Shita of the Rashi. According to Rashi, it's very hard to see the Pshat in the Gemara. So we have to try to make some effort to understand Rashi. So Reb Shmuel, in the Shiur Reb Shmuel on Chafei Amid Beis, Reb Shmuel says the first thing we have to know, in Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, does Rashi disagree with Tosfos because he disagrees with his psak? Well, they're not arguing a psak. They're only arguing a pshat. You follow the shayla. Tosfos says you don't put it back in the same spot. Maybe Rashi agrees. Maybe Rashi agrees you don't put it in the same spot. He just says it's not taich in the Gemara. Or maybe Rashi disagrees. Maybe Rashi holds, better put it back. Or you can hold it till Yo comes. Better put it back. So the question is, does Rashi argue with Tosfos because he disagrees with Tosfos' psak halacha, and Rashi tells you do put it back? Or does Rashi disagree with Tosfos? He agrees with the halacha. He just says that doesn't fit into the lashon la'yazim. So Shmuel names on that Rashi and Tosfos are not arguing la'halacha. That Rashi agrees with Tosfos' din. They're arguing only in pshat. It's a question of pshat. How do you fit it into the Lashon HaGemara? But what is the word lo yazir? What's it more mash? But in psak, Rashi would agree with Tosfos that you do not put it back. And his raya, Shmuel HaChav Hamid Beis, brings a raya from our Rashi to prove it. Because in our Rashi, look how Rashi fears us. Rashi says, I'm not lo yazir. Ba'echad va'omer shaliyu. So that's Rashi Shita. But then he says, Rashi says, "Beferish lefikach, you have to hold it till Eliyahu comes. You can't put it back." So it means Rashi agrees with Tosfos that Safik Inuach, you don't put it back on the floor. You don't put it back on the ledge, wherever you found it. Rashi agrees with the halacha of Tosfos that you do not put it back. However, However, Rashi holds the pshat in the Gemara Le'azer is his pshat. He says, no machlokes lahalacha. That's the first thing that Rav Shmuel wants to establish, that there's no machlokes l'dina. It's only a machlokes in how to touch the word Le'azer. Rashi holds Le'azer means don't give it to a person. The Tosafot says Le'azer le'mekayim. Now, yeah. Is a nesivus, which is sort of a hakdama to what Shmuel wants to buy us. Nesivus has the following case. It's a simikuf menvav, it's a cotton test. It's a very interesting shayla. Let's say you're walking in the street. You see an aveda, you see it on the floor. You did not yet pick it up. And someone says, that's mine. Mine. There's no simon. It's laying in the street. You see it on the floor. What's the din? Are you allowed to pick it up, or maybe you mechuyev to pick it up, or do you let him take it? I know what you would do if you're walking in the street and you see a dollar bill on the floor, and someone there is looking. He says, "I lost a dollar. Do you see it?" So you would give it to him, this time. No. Assume you can give it to him. Why? Why? He's saying it's his. He doesn't have a simon. Maybe I could take it. If it has no simon, maybe I could keep it. If it has a simon, maybe I should pick it up and hold it till Eliyahu comes. So the Nesivus clears the shaila. Whether a person with tainis bari and somebody that's mudaf rishus harabim has a right to it or doesn't have a right to it. There's zero rayas, zero simanim. He's just saying it's his. Does he have a right to it? Rav Shmuel, the Nesivus clears the shayla. It brings a very interesting raya that the person has a right to get it. If a person says it's mine and it's just laying in the middle of the street, he has a right to take it. And his raya is from even really a bigger Chiddush case. It brings a raya from the case of Ahu Arba and Bava Basra. The case of Ahu Arba was the case of Kol Olam Gavar. We had in Tosfos on Beis Medrash. What was the case there? There was a boat in the dock, the public dock. Nobody's rishus. Nobody in the world had any rayas to ownership to this boat. All we have is two people in bed. Zayim Mishal Avaisai, the Zayim Mishal Avaisai. Each one claims he inherited from his father, and nobody has any raya. Bezin has nothing to work with. There's no Marikama, there's no Aidim, nothing. So Bezin says, call all them Gavar, go fight it out. Right? So Zakhna Sivas, what's the din? You think a third person is walking by, he hears this argument in Bezin, nobody has any rayas, Kabaldik. I'll go get it. I'll go take the boat. If someone goes and takes the boat, no one will be able to take it away from him. Because nobody has any rayas. So could a third person just go and take the boat? The whole psak of Kol Olam Gavar then is a chulchan b'klula. Then the psak is anybody in the world could take it. Kol Olam Gavar means that the two people who tie the body, they fight over it. The Mashmais HaGemara certainly, Gemara should say, he has no raya, tefker. We're going to say tefker. Gemara says Kol Olam Gavar. That means that Bezdin is saying, these two people fight it out. They fight over it. Between the two of them. Now, the Rosh says that. The Rosh says it's an umdana that the real owner is going to fight harder and get it. Rashbam don't learn that it's a siluk. He disagrees with it. So it's interesting. The Sivas, maybe according to the Rosh, maybe he's talking even like the Rosh, maybe not. Not like the Rosh, he's a chetor. But even according to the Rosh, you declare. So the real person will get it, so let a third person get into the fight too. If he gets it, what? Yeah, so then maybe if he ends up getting it, then it didn't belong to one of the first two. I don't know. It's safer to say that the Sivus was not the Rosh Ban. Third person? That's what I'm saying, he cannot. when we spoke in London to the Basilica of Bezdin, Dafka Mida, according to Nesivus, is if someone else already took it, well, they can have it. But Nesivus is telling us that any time there's a bari or two baris, a shema, and he's not even a shema, someone who tzich has no right can't take it. So on Dafka Mida, if it's a siluk, would be a Dafka Mida for the Eved. If someone took it, whether Bezdin takes it away from him. If it's a psa, Bezdin takes it away, if it's a siluk, Bezdin doesn't. But the Nesivus is saying, that's a tzich, they can't take it. So the Nesivus says, no third party can just come and take it, Memela. He says, anything that's b'shus harabim and no one has any raya to, the bari gets it. The bari gets it. And that's the way we behave all the time. I mean, if you see something in the street, once you pick it up, if there's no simin, you're stuck. You can't give it back to someone without a simin. Because you didn't pick it up, it still blives that anybody would get it. As I said, this Nesivus is psak. Zakov Shmuel. Based on this Nesivus is psak, we can answer, first of all, the kasha on Rashi that is pshita. The kasha on Rashi was pshita. Someone comes without a simon, I don't give it to him. It's pashim, I don't give it to him. It's not so pshita. I'm standing in the street, I pick something up. Before I pick it up, if somebody says bari, I do give it to him. I picked it up shalai kedin. It'd be a tzad to say, if I picked it up shalai kedin, so nothing should change. It should remain like it was on the floor. And if I picked it up shalai kedin, I should still give it to a bari. There would be such a tzad. That's the chiddush. So the chiddush is that once you pick it up, like Rashi, why don't you give it to someone who comes with a siman, without a siman? Because it changed. Why changed? When it was on the floor, I had no chiyav hashava. And once I pick it up, now I suddenly have a chiyav hashava. So Rashi's learning pshat in the chiddush of this gemara that when you have no chiyav hashava, you can let a bari get it. The moment you get a chiyav hashava, you can't let a bari get it anymore. That's the way Rashi's learning. Maybe it's a bigger chiddush that you should not pick it up. Maybe it is, or maybe it is. But even if that's a bigger chiddush, but this chiddush is true too. The part in his in Igbi Alo Yazer. Standard case of a Shavas Aveda. It's a standard case, except that a typical Aveda I'm supposed to pick up. I'm a chuyif to pick up. A typical Aveda. What about something I'm not supposed to pick up? If I would have asked the Bezdin, they would have said, don't pick it up. When I pick it up, do Dine Hashavas Aveda, are they following me? So it would be a svar to say, you're not supposed to pick it up, quickly put it back. Now, sometimes people turn on the light on Shabbos by mistake, their instinct is to quickly shut it. Right? Not supposed to turn on and shut it. The instinct is wrong on Shabbos, but the instinct is if you do something wrong, you go back to where it was. If I picked it up improperly, maybe I should put it back. The chiddush like Rashi is that even if you picked it up improperly, you get dinei. This is how Rav Shmuel learns Rashi. Comes out, look, Rav Shmuel, Rashi and Tosfos are kamad identical. Rashi was saying now, what's the chiddush of Imnato Layazir? Then once you pick it up, you get dinei Hashavas Aveda. And once you get Dine Hashavas Aveda finished, you have to return it. What did Tosfos say? Why don't I put it back? I took it improperly. Why shouldn't I just put it back? Tosfos said the same thing. Once you pick it up, you get Dine Hashava, and you have no choice. You just have to give it back. So from Shmuel, in the longest of this Gemara, in the aside of this Gemara, there's no difference in Rashi and Tosfos. They're just arguing the Taich Layaza. They both say, if there's something in the street you're not supposed to pick up, and you already picked it up, bang, you get Dine Hashavas Aveda. A, you can't put it back, and B, you can't give it to someone without a sin. And Rashi and Tosfos both agree, there's no machlokes lahalacha at all. They both agree on the side of Layazar, on the Yilamdis of Layazar. The Lamdis of Layazar is Layazar, because you get Dine Hashavas Aveda. In Cain, pshat in the Gemara is good. So Rashi and Tosfos, the same pshat. We're asking on Reb Tarfon, how could you take this stolen thing and put it back and put it down? And the five of them are going to fight over it. You have chiyuv hashava. How do I know that what's my raya that when you have chiyuv hashava you can't do any type of compromise? You have to hold it till you return it properly. My raya is from Safik Inuach, layazer, it'd be a layazer, you're not a layazer. That's my raya, that's my dinim. Yeah, but we understood that you don't return things, you never return things without a sin. Alright, so Shmuel, I think you had a connection. So Shmuel says, there's a svara to say that if I'm holding it till Elio comes, the owner's not getting it at all. There'd be a svara to say, what I would call a hatzola purta. There'd be a svara to say, let me at least do something with it. Look, I have an object. I'm going to hold it till Elio comes. Isn't it better if somebody says, Bari, it's his, let me give it to him at least. There's a chance I'm doing the right thing. There'd be such a svara to say, let me do something which at least there's a chance. That's the svara by Geneva of Reb Tarfon. I stole for 1 of 5. I can hold it till Elio comes. Or I could put it down and we'll let the five of them make some agreement. At least if I put it down, the Nigzal get something. That's the Havamina. To put it down, logically, at least something. If I put it down, I'll get something. But the truth is, it's very karev to Reb Chaim's side, this whole thing. Because Reb Chaim must come as nothing. I'll get to Reb Chaim, and remind me to, Reb Chaim is a promise of Moskana. You'll see in a minute, just 1 second. The Kuda, the way of Shmuel learns this Gemara, the Havamina that Reb Tarfon makes sense to put it down between the five of them is because it's better than Yemunach. It's a Rundin of whoever's the real owner who rather have this than Yemunach. The Gemara is, that's not true. Safik Inuach Layazar. Silei Rashi, Silei Tosfos. This thing is going to be Yemunach. Isn't it better that I should put it back? Or isn't it better I should give it to the Tayyan Bari? Is there a chance I'm doing the right thing? There's such a svara. And they always say, no, once you have a chiyuv hashava, you can't make a compromise. You have to do the right thing. You have to hold it till you're sure you have the right person. Who I did my ask by Aveda, by Gzeil. This is the way Reb Shmuel learned the Gemara. He concedes that the Gemara really should not have needed this whole arichas. The Gemara could have just said that you have a chiyuv hashava. But the Gemara brought a raya. Either way, it's a raya to the aside that once you have it, you can't return it to anything less than the right thing, than what you sure is right. So this is the way he learns up this Gemara. It's a very geshmak of Shana Rashi. There is a bit of a problem with Reb Chaim, I think from Reb Tarfon. The Reb Chaim from the beginning of the year said that once you have a chiyuv hashava, you can't do hashava to yachloiku, you can't do hashava to anything else. We asked the kasha when we started this sugya, when we looked at Mishnah, I asked you when everyone's a shema, when everybody is a shema, and I stole from 1 of 5 people and was a shema. The Rambam Pesak is Yachloiku. I can do Hashava to Yachloiku. So we answered then that there are two types of Yachloiku. You can't do Hashava to a Yachloiku that Bezdin forces Yachloiku. That you can't, that's your kind. But you can do Hashava to a Shutfis of all the possible owners. And they'll come to an agreement of Yachloiku. When the Balidinim themselves do Yachloiku because it's what they should be doing, that is no problem. But when you do a yachloiku that Bezdin forces them, then you can't do it. Reb Tarfon, how do you know Reb Tarfon? Reb Tarfon says, "Maybe Yechmin Yamul Mistalev," which is this yachloiku. According to the Rambam, it's this yachloiku. How do you know Reb Tarfon according to Reb Chaim? Yeah, the way we have to understand is that that's good for the Gemara's kasha. That's good for the Gemara's kasha. How could you put it down by name on the stalik? And Yachlaiku, that's good for the Gemara's kasha. You can't do a chazara to Yachlaiku. Comes out this Reb Chaim's side is really just Gemara's kasha. I don't know how else to learn. So Gemara answers Yaniach, Yemunach. But before that, Tafa didn't make sense. Except, so it would seem that this Reb Chaim that we tumble about, Reb Chaim's thing, that you can do Ashava to Yachlaiku, that's this Gemara. It's Gemara's kasha. You can do Ashava to Yachlaiku. That's Shachar Kaya, the Gemara, according to Rashi and Tosfos. The Halacha L'Maisa, just an interesting thing. It happened to me that people took things from a Safek Hinuach and they asked a Shaila afterwards. Halacha L'Maisa, it's really very hard. If someone comes over to you and he says, you know, there was a $5 bill and it was in a place of Safek Hinuach. It was on the step, near the bathroom, step going up, right? So people go in, they put things there. Maybe don't put a $5 bill there, but someone found something there. Suffolk came in. So he comes over to me, he says, what should I do? I'm faced with two choices. Either I'll tell him Yehemunach, especially if there's no sin. I'll tell him Yehemunach, that's Yehavi Eliyahu. Or I'll tell him, look, put it back over there, and let's hope the owner claims it. It's very hard for me to tell him Yehemunach. I find it very hard to tell him. You know, we're waiting for Leo a very long time. And it's likely we're going to have to wait a while longer. We hope, but it's likely that's going to take a while yet. Why shouldn't we put it back? Svara, isn't there a Umdin or Gemura that whoever the owner is would rather it be put back than that the person holds it at Shiav Eliyahu? It's hard for me, the whole. The option of maybe I'm not enough of a man in Mashiach. Maybe if I believe strong enough in Mashiach. But I don't know. I learned Gemara. The Gemara, you know, people tell you, your third grade Rebbe told you, Mustam, that you have a chayiv to believe Mashiach is coming tomorrow. Your Rebbe ever told you that? How much school? Maybe eighth grade Rebbe. Mechuyev to believe. You ever heard such a thing? Huh? No? Mechuyev to believe Eliyahu is coming. What? I'd rather have Eliyahu than a small chance the right guy should get it. Really? So you're a big mammon in Eliyahu? I know, I learned. It's not nothing really, yo. I might get it back. Well, we have to remember. There's a chance that the owner put it there in the first place. That means he feels it's a pretty safe spot. Safek Hinuach. It's not Safek Hinuach when someone left it on the seat in the city bus. It's not Safek Hinuach. The father, well, Hinuach, no one put things there. It has to be a place where people might put it. It has to be some little odds of something going right. What? Maybe Nish. So what's better for me? The Chiyuv. Yeah, the problem is there's a Chiyuv Hashava. Once I pick it up, I have the Chiyuv Hashava and all the yellow comes. What? Alright, we're going to learn a Shach in a few minutes. Before the Shach, Pash Pshat Yehemunach is you can't use it. Now Ramesh has a well-known tshuva. Ramesh is not the first one. There are a number of tshuvas that say if you have things that are Yehemunach, you're allowed to keep it, use it. If you have a Kabbalah on yourself, then when Eliyahu comes, you'll pay the owner whatever the value is. So that's the lemais of it. Well, funny, this person comes to me, he found something, I'm telling him Yehemunach, which means you could use it. And you mekabel yourself, and Eliyahu comes, you pay it. That's better than putting it back. It's a chiddush to that. Lamaisa, it's a very hard thing for me. If it was me, I would say, you know what, I'm a kabbalah myself, Elio comes, I'll pay back. And in the meantime, I put it back in the spot where it was left. So I think it left. And the reason the halacha is that I can't just put it back is because this chiyav hashavah, what we're calling this absolute chiyav hashavah. That's not so much money for that. It depends. If it was $1 million, you're right, I'll probably do that. But it's a small thing. I'd put it there. I'd hope to own the funds.
So why can't I do both? Why can't I go to the power myself?
You could. That's probably what I would do. But you're not mechuyev to, obviously. Not mechuyev to.
Well,
that you could do. If he himself gets it, I'm not going to be funny. Because it became my thing. And I put it. So when Eliyahu comes, I'm going to be double jeopardy. I'll lose twice. You're worth it for the star of the team. Okay. It's a hard thing. I'm not sure. That certainly you can do that. You know, tell a bracha. You want to be makabel on yourself and put it back. It's probably what I would do. Moshe has this chiddush, but he's not the first one. There's, I think, the Bnei Shlaima, I think, or Shlaima the Dain of Vilna, I think, writes the same thing. That if you're holding things out of Elio, you can use it and pay him when Elio comes, because there's an assumption that the person is masking to such an arrangement. I mean, I have to store it. You know, they say when the Brisker Rav came to Eretz Yisrael, he brought with him a box full of rubbers. There were rubbers in Brisk that their owners left in the Reb Chaim's house. They were in Aveda, and no one ever claimed it. And it went from Brisk to Yerushalayim. Some are still in Yerushalayim. Some of the Soloveitchiks still have the box of rubbers from. So Yo is going to come. The stipler has on his desk when he passed away a box of pens, because he was hard of hearing. People used to write down things, trifle, and give it to him. They used to lose their pens. So some are still there. No. Someone's still there. The box of pens will be there. Tell Yo is going to come. But they don't hold them. I just have to add these. Yish doesn't help after it's all the Yad HaMaitzim. So you find the street, anything the Gemara says that Asiyadu Mamashim Shrikisai, that people would know this. It is Yish, but not if it came to you before Yish. But here, by Stifler, he knew. The person wrote it, put it down, and then walked out. Obviously, the moment he walked out, he forgot about the pen. So that's already an Aveda. If you walk in the street and you find a pen, you can keep it because the person notices. I think the Chiyuv Yashava Achal on you. I'm not sure. I have to learn even to see this properly. The assumption is that when it's called a Shusa, the Chiyuv Yashava, with your knowledge. Is that MS? The Chila helps, but the person with the box of pens doesn't know if the owner was Michael. I would think nowadays you have a room dinner that people are Michael on pens. So. Except that some people never notice it, but assuming they notice it, that they're Michael. Akaparim, this is the sugya this way. There's still one more sheet. I told you there are three sheets in the Gemara. There's Rashi, there's Tosfos. And we're saying now, don't make like this Rashi and Tosfos lahalacha. Lahalacha in Natal, layazir, say you can't put it back, say you can't return it without a sin. The Rambam has a third pshat in layazir, not the layazir, finish the pshat. Rambam says, if not Safik Yinuach, Lo Yazir means you don't have to give it back. You're allowed to keep it. Hari Elo Shalai. You can keep it. You walk in the street and there's something without a simon. Safik Yinuach. You're not sure if it was put down or not put down. Are you allowed to take it? No. Why can't you take it? Maybe it's an Aveda, it's Ariel Shalai. The answer is maybe it's not an Aveda. Safi the Rasul Chavra. You can't pick it up. If you did pick it up, like the Rambam, Ariel Shalai, you could keep it. So the Ravid, the Kesef Mishnah, they say, what's going on with this Rambam? What do you mean you could keep it? The reason you can't take it is because Safi the Rasul Chavra. So if you picked it up, you could keep it. It's the same Safi. If the owner put it there, then it wasn't Mi'ayish, then I can't keep it. If the owner dropped it there, then it wasn't Mi'ayish, I could keep it. Same, it's a 50-50 Safi. From where does the Rambam come to say that that you could... From where does the Rambam come in such a Chiddush? That you could use it. Le'yaza means, you could use it. So the Shach in Simei Reis Samach, where this is brought, Sif Katan Chavav says the following words. He says that even though really the din is Yemunach HaShiyav Eliyo, but you're allowed to use it till Eliyo will come. It sounds like a Ramayshah. Except the way the Shach says it, the Shach says the following. He says, when the Gemara uses a Lashon Yemunach HaShiyav Eliyo, then you're not allowed to use it. When the Gemara uses a different Lashon, that Le'azer, such a Lashon, so then it's based on Yishalai Midas. It's based on the idea that the owner was would have been Mi'ayish. It's based usually on Yishalai Midas. Here it's rather based on Safik. But then you're allowed to use it. If it doesn't say a Lashon, you're allowed to use it. Which the Shach is a Chiddush. It's because the Rambam is so shver that he says this Chiddush, but it's not. If you're learning Yedel Metzias, it's not satisfying Teretz. Why could you? You could use it till the yellow comes. Why should you be allowed to use it? If you're always allowed to use it, you're always allowed to use it if you're mad. So these are another pshat. So the R, the Nesivis, has a different mahalos. Alright, we'll try. Let's see if in a few minutes I can explain the Nesivis properly. The Nesivis is based on a Gemara in Sukkah, which I'm sure you all learned at some time, Rule of Agazel. Gemara has the case of the Avankari. Avankari themselves are merchants who buy Aravis and sell them. They're going to a guy who has a field. And this field is really a Yid's field. And the guy stole it from him. The guy threw him off the field, and the guy has the field. So the Gemara talks about the fact that these Aravis are stolen Aravis, and Arava Gezula, you can't be Yaitzer and Mitzvah. So the Gemara, at one point in the Shakavatari, the Gemara says that let the Avankari, the merchants, cut it down. Have a Yiyush Rishusayu. Let them cut these Aravis. The owners are Miyayish, because the owners are never going to get this field. So let them cut the Aravis. It lives Yiyush on the part of the owners. And then when the merchants sell it to me, it's Yiyush and Shini Rishus, so it becomes mine. The Allah is Yekaina. If the owner of something is Miyayish and Shini Rishus, so Yekaina. So when the Avankari cut it, it's Yish. When they give it to me, it becomes mine. That's what the Dwight Tysis learns. That's what the Gemara says. What's Shver on this? What's Shver on just the Metzias? Let the merchants cut it. The owner is Miyayish. And now they give it to me, I can use it. What Shver is, it's Yish Shalai Midas. The owners don't know to be Miyayish. Kozaman is Mechubal Karka, there's no Yish. They can't be Miyayish on something, Karka in the Mitzelas, there's no Yish on something that's in your Rishus. If you're Miyayish on something and it's in your house, it's not a Yish. When the Avankari cut it, at that moment, it's Yish Shalai Midas. Well, what is the Gemara saying that let the Avankari cut it, it'll be Yish, and then they'll sell me that Rabbis and I could use it? The owners don't know about it. Emphitosis. The old Yiyush sort of is hanging. They were Miyayish originally. When they were thrown off the field, they were Miyayish on the field. That miyayish doesn't help because it's still in that field. Later, at a later time, when you get it, the old yiyush kicks in now. It's sort of hanging. Now the yiyush midas kicks in now. And at this point, the person could keep it. Zot in the Sivis, the same thing with this Rambam. The Rambam here is not talking about Stam and Aveda, Safik Inuach. He's talking about an Aveda that if someone put it there, if someone did put it there, by now he's a Chemiyayish. Either he says it was Gezoles Madidin, either there are things that can move away on their own, or it's in a place where people are going to push it away. It's in a place, it's an Echetimtza, where Safik Inuach means the person put it there, maybe put it there, and by now it's already, he would be Miyayish. Except that Yish doesn't work, because the person put it there, it's in Tzidei Rishu Sarabim. Where did he put it? In the middle of the street? That's not Safik Inuach. On the sides of the street. Sides of the street are a symptom. If a person puts something there, it's in his own Rishus. See, Yish doesn't help, it's in his own Rishus. You can't take it. But once you take it, it's like the Abankari case. Once you took it away, the old Yish kicks in, because the assumption is by now he was Miyayish. The old Yish kicks in. And once I take it, I'm allowed to keep it. This is the Sivis' pilpul to try to explain the Rambam. I'm explaining it very bekitzer because it's late. But, if your chab is good, isn't it? What? It could be mafkarit, but Yish is not hefkar. Yish should retain ownership. Yish is not hefkar. Miyayish. That this is his pilpul to answer Shari Rambam. You can take it, you can leave it. There is a third pshat in the Rambam, which is a one-liner, which everyone likes one-liners better. Again, the Rambam, all the Shari the Rambam says you can't take it, but if you take it, you can keep it. The Gra, which I wouldn't have noticed except for Shmuel seconds or two, the Gra says, 1 minute. We had a sugya of tafei kayin. If a kayin grabs something, which is a suffix, if he has a right to it, all the rishayin and paskin tafei kayin. I said, "Yeah, they grabbing doesn't help, except the Rambam." All the papulim in the sugya of tafei kayin revolve around the Rambam shita. The Rambam said, "Tafei kayin, if you grab things, you can keep it." So we had already all the papulim. Why could you keep it? Why can't you keep it? Circumstances, that's what makes the sugya complicated. But the Rambam definitely holds a concept that tafei kayin eimetzin by a safik eimetzin aysim yadam. The Gra holds that's pshat in this Rambam. Safik inuach lo yitoil, don't take it. If you took it, you could keep it, because tafei kayin eimetzin aysim yadam. It's a safik inuach. It's a safik. The Rambam shita is when you have a safik on an aveda, you're not allowed to take it, and you took it, you're allowed to keep it. Baharaya, Sefer Gra. The first Amid of Eilu Metzias, Rabbi Yirmiya asks a bunch of Ibayis. Right? If somebody carved the Arba Amis, he dropped a kava fruit in Arba Amis, so he says, Chatzi kav v'shtei Amis, what's it in? Or Shtei kav v'shmeina Amis, or kav shum shemin, a bunch of Ibayis, and it says, take it. That was the first Gemara I ever learned. My days, I wouldn't see it's the first Gemara you learned. All these Ibayas of Rabbi Yirmiya, take it. What's the halacha? Take over Shavas Aveda. All the Rishayim say, a take over Shavas Aveda, you can't take it. Suffolk. The Gemara Kavla, you can't take it. If you take it, you have to hold on to it. It's a Suffolk. Except the Rambam. The Rambam says, take it. You know, you shouldn't pick it up. But if you take it, you can keep it. You take it, you can keep it. Why could you keep it? It's up to grow. By Aveda, we say the rule, Takfai. It's a suffix. Takfai is Eimetzin Aysim Yadai. You're allowed to take it. Could even be cases there where you're allowed to take a look at Chilim. But he says that's Shitas Rambam, just like Tofik Kain Emetzinas Miyada, or Tofik Avedis. If you took it Emetzinas Miyada, that's the Rambam's shot. So we ended up three pshatim. Again, Rashi and Taisus, we said, no machlaikas la'alacha, Rashi and Taisus, machlaikas and pshat. The Rambam, which is certainly a machlaikas and halacha, his besugish nika of pshat in this Gemara. Okay, tomorrow we'll do the next piece of Gemara. I think you should look back. We once talked about if Yehemunach HaShev Elio is Yehemunach in Bezdin or Yehemunach by the finder. I think that's what we're going to get into this.